Long before James Madison became a central mind behind the United States Constitution, before he was praised as a defender of liberty or criticized as a man trapped in the contradictions of his age, he was simply a boy born into the complex, unequal, restless world of colonial Virginia. To understand Madison the statesman, it is necessary to begin with Madison the child, the son, the student, the quiet observer. Great political figures are often introduced through their most famous acts, as if they stepped into history already formed, already conscious of their destiny. Yet the truth is usually more human and more revealing. The adults who shape nations are first shaped by homes, landscapes, expectations, fears, opportunities, and limitations. In Madison's case, those early influences mattered enormously. His later ideas about power, faction, liberty, religion, and government did not emerge from nowhere. They grew out of a particular life in a particular place, rooted in privilege, sharpened by study, and complicated from the beginning by the moral tensions of a plantation society. James Madison was born on March 16, 1751, in Port Conway, Virginia, though his life would be far more closely associated with the family estate in Orange County known later as Montpelier. He came into the world as a subject of the British Empire, not as an American citizen. The political order into which he was born seemed stable enough on the surface. Virginia was one of Britain's most important mainland colonies, wealthy, socially stratified, agriculturally powerful, and governed by a class of landholding elites who saw themselves as both provincial gentlemen and loyal Britons. The empire provided structure, identity, and commercial connection. The colonial gentry, in turn, provided local leadership. For families like the Madisons, the world was one of inherited status, property, obligation, and ambition. Nothing in 1751 made it obvious that this system would one day be torn apart by revolution, or that a small, intellectually inclined boy from Virginia would help design the political architecture of a new republic. Madison's father, James Madison Sr., was a substantial planter and a man of standing in his region. His mother, Nellie Conway Madison, came from another respected Virginia family. Together they occupied an upper tier of colonial society that offered comfort, influence, and access to education. Their son was born into security by the standards of the time, though that security rested on a deeply unequal social foundation. The family's prosperity, like that of many Virginia planters, depended heavily on enslaved labor. This fact is essential, not incidental. From the beginning, James Madison lived within a world that taught refinement and independence at the same time, a world that spoke of rights among white elites while denying basic humanity to others. The contradiction would remain with him for life. It did not begin in adulthood, nor did it appear only when he entered national politics. It was built into the very environment that nourished him. The Virginia of Madison's childhood was a society of great beauty and severe inequality. The countryside could appear generous and orderly, with broad fields, wooded stretches, rolling land, and homes that reflected the aspirations of landed families. Yet beneath that appearance was a hierarchy that few questioned openly. Wealth concentrated power. Land signaled authority. Enslaved African Americans sustained the economic life of plantations and households while being denied freedom, security, and control over their own lives. Small farmers, tenants, laborers, artisans, and the poor occupied their own precarious places below the great planters. At the same time, Virginia's ruling class thought of itself as cultivated and responsible. It valued education, manners, and public office.